Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 1st of October. And I'm recording at a late-ish 10:37 p.m. And that is Greenwich Mean Time here in what was very sunny and warm London today. Okay, well, a mixed bag here from markets, which is refreshing. Now, first in the Asia-Pacific region, following the strong gains on Wall Street last night, markets bounced back quite strongly. Japan was up nearly 2% on the Nikkei 225 index. The other Japanese indices were higher than 2%. Topics up 2.25%. Now China was closed, and that includes the Hong Kong indices as well. Taiwan, good gains, 1.4%. They were pretty well all higher. The bigger ones, South Korea, nearly 1.25%. Australia, 1.8%. And the only exception that I see in here on the strength on the main indices was Thailand, which is down, but only very slightly. Now, not quite so good in Europe, and we had markets start off well, mostly a little firmer, but most of them lost those gains. Germany lost the more than any others, and that had the bigger decline, down 1.57%. The other declines were all under 1%. I did, just to correct myself, the Euro Stoxx 50 index was down 1.02%. In here today, nervousness about the whole refugee situation, and for Germany also knock-on effects of concern about demand from China, but I think also a growing awareness of the extent of the of VW's problems over the emissions situation, and that is going to be very, very, very costly for VW. And affected over at least a couple of years in terms of those negative earnings. Now, on Wall Street, interestingly, given that weak background in Europe, Wall Street came in and fell quite sharply. The Dow was down over 200 points at one stage, but it clawed virtually all of that back, closed down just the tiniest of fractions. While the S&P and the NASDAQ index both had modest gains. So that's Wall Street coming back from what was a sharp sell-off earlier on. Canada, a little lower by about half a percentage point. Modest gains in Mexico and Brazil. Brazil up just over half a percent. And looking elsewhere, now the U.S. Treasury bonds, those are still playing the safe haven role, in inverted commas. The U.S. 10-year yield slipped a little further, 2.036%. The VIX index, however, closed on the day's lows, and that was down almost 2 points to 22.55, but that's still a nervous level for the VIX index overall. And there's been plenty of nervousness in the markets, as you will have observed. Elsewhere, the U.S. dollar index gave up a little ground. It's still range-bound at 96.147. Other currencies here, the Indian rupee is still firm. I think it's rallied against the dollar for at least the last 3 days, three or four days in a row. The yen is a little stronger, 119.91. And let's see what else I can pick up here. The Australian dollar is a tad firmer, 0.7033 against the greenback. Sterling quiet here, 1.5131 overall. So this is not a big day in the currencies. I didn't check those emerging market or those commodity producer currencies, but I would expect they would have gained a little bit in here. They're very, very oversold, and we've had some rallies yesterday, particularly, but also a little bit here today. Although copper is a little lower here in New York, down 3.65 cents. Looking at the other commodities here, precious metals, well, a mixed picture. Palladium did well, up $26 to 677. Silver, on the other hand, fraction lower, 14.495. Platinum, unloved, 906, that's down $3. And gold, down 141, 1113 and change. Now, the platinum is unloved because there's a lot of it's used in the exhaust systems for diesel cars, and people have been selling off platinum on the basis that consumers will be buying fewer diesel cars, and I would agree with that. Whereas on the other hand, palladium is used more for the gasoline driving cars. That's what's helped the palladium to pick up here overall. Generally, in the other commodities, the CCI index was a little weaker overall. More declines than gains, although, well, no, I was about to say, and not in the staple grains and beans, but soybeans, soft corn, and wheat up fractions, and crude oil. Little lower, down 35 cents for the WTI at 44.74, and down 28 cents, 48.09 here for the Brent Brent crude. Now, just to go back to those stock markets for a moment here. Nervousness, people waiting to see what the U.S. employment data will show here tomorrow. But investors have had a fright. There have been some very big gyrations. It's produced a lot of bearish commentary, a lot of people forecasting bear markets for Wall Street. Personally, I think that's overdone here. We've had some sharp revaluations. In other words, valuations improving on those sell-offs. Sure, there are plenty of concerns. I mentioned a couple of them, but they include China's growth, and I think not least just the general overall uncertainty about China, which is understandable. And then there is the European situation in terms of migrants coming from all over really from all over Africa and elsewhere, and that is being badly handled. That's certainly the general view on it, and they just were totally unprepared for it, and it's a mess, to put it mildly. But I think people are too bearish. I've been saying that here since I got back from holiday, and there are some attractive situations here overall. We have low interest rates. That's less attractive if we're going to get into a significant recession. I don't think we are, although growth is soft. And it's particularly soft among the commodity exporting countries, and that means they have less revenue, and so they spend less on goods from the developed economies. So that's understandable overall. The US, though, is ticking along at a reasonable rate. India is improving. China, well, I don't think it's quite as bad as most people are expecting, and I don't think Europe is quite as bad as most people are expecting on the growth story generally. So we've got nervous markets. I don't think there's too much more downside risk, but October is a very tricky month, and we can be sure we'll see some gyrations in here. But I think my what I favor for myself, at any rate, and I repeat in here what I said in yesterday's email, I don't tell subscribers what to do. I never have, or at least I certainly try not to. In my enthusiasm, I may get a little carried away, but it doesn't suit my personality. I don't think people like it. I don't think it's the nature of our service. I tell you what I think and what I'm doing and why. And subscribers really contribute in the same spirit, and with their own views. And we have a lot of wonderfully experienced subscribers. And so we're sharing information and our overall outlooks on markets, and long may that last. So again, I thank you for your emails, including two very fine ones here today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.